Thank you, choir. Thank you, Karen. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to go there, but if you don't buy tickets to the spaghetti lunch, I'm going to go there. Y'all know how I can get. That's for the youth. Buy the tickets, or I'm going to preach so long next Sunday, your bellies are going to rumble. Now buy some tickets. Can I get a witness? Amen. Now buy some tickets, all right? Our scripture today comes from the letter to the church at Ephesus, Ephesians chapter 4, just a few verses, 14 through 16. And today I am using the New Living Translation. I invite you to hear with your ears, with your hearts, with the entire being, this letter from Paul. Then will we no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me, please? Lord, in this moment, descend on your people. Fill our hearts with your presence. Fill our minds with your presence. And fill our lives with your love. Help us to set aside all of our to-do list, all of the things that would distract us, oh God, from you. Lord, in this moment, send your Spirit that we may be challenged, we may be filled. Send your revival, oh God. Speak, Lord. Speak, our Lord. For we, your sons and daughters, eagerly and expectantly long to hear your voice. Amen. As Karen said, our focus today is the language of love. If you were here last week, our topic was love listens, and we continue today with the language of love. A fable is a story often using animals to get to a moral conclusion. And here's a fable I ran across this week about an eagle that was a chicken. No, I'm not referring to the game yesterday, although I'm very distressed by that. I digress. Anyway, there was a farmer who found an eagle egg that had been abandoned, and so he took it back to his farm and placed it among his chickens, who then sat upon it, and when the eaglet hatched, the eagle was raised by the chickens. And so the eagle, instead of flying off, began to peck on the ground and thought it was a chicken. And it did things like other chickens did. It did not fly. It simply pecked on the ground for its food. And as it grew, it began to think of itself as a flightless bird. And one day, as it was in the barnyard, it noticed something up in the sky, majestic and flying on the wind. And it turned to its other chicken brothers and sisters and said, "What is that?" And one chicken said to the eagle, "Oh, that's an eagle. But we're not eagles, we're chickens." And it said, "Oh," and it went back to plucking on the ground, never to fly. You see, the chicken did not tell the eagle it was an eagle, and therefore it did not speak the truth to the eagle. I wonder, was it love that kept the eagle from becoming all that it was created to be, or was it fear? You see, love starts with the other. In verse 14, it says, we will no longer be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. And the new teaching that we have out in our society is not that love begins with the other, but that love starts with the me, the I. That love is all about what I want, what is good for me. Love is all about me. But that is not what God has been saying all along. For God created out of love to have love exposed and expounded upon us. Love is what God is all about, because God showers love not on God, but on who? Us. On other. On creation. You see, God does not love God. God loves us. God loves creation. Love starts with the other, but the world tells us love is all about us, me and mine. That is the great lie that is out there in society, and that is not why Christ came. Christ came to show us what? God loves us. God loves the other, not God's self. Love starts with the other. And so we need to no longer be thrown about by the great lie that is out there. And we need to, as it says in verse 15, to instead we will speak the truth in love, and in so doing grow in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of the body of the church. For only in speaking the truth will we be set free. Speaking lies keeps us bound to the darkness. Speaking lies keeps us immature. Speaking lies keeps us tied to immaturity. For truth is the only way that allows us to grow into the disciples that Christ wants us to be. Truth is the only way in which we can become more like Christ. And we need to learn how to speak truth in love. For in speaking truth, we are truly being loving disciples. And I think there are three statements we need to learn how to speak in order to express our love for the other. The first statement is, I am. I am. I am here. I am present with you in this moment. I am fully present with you. I am not thinking of what I'm going to say in response to what you're telling me. I am fully present with you in this moment. I am not here thinking of all the things I have to do. I am here with you in this moment. I am also willing to keep myself healthily engaged with you, meaning I am willing to keep those healthy boundaries. I am not willing to assume emotional responsibility for you, but I'm willing to help you be responsible for yourself in an emotional way. You see, when we take responsibility for someone else's emotions, we're not helping that person to grow to the maturity of Christ that they can be. But when I am willing to be a healthy person in the relationship, I am expressing the deepest love for the other that I can, because then I'm allowing that person to grow to the full measure of Christ, to the full measure of who they are that Christ is and God has created them to be. I am. I am with them through every walk of life. I will not abandon them in the darkest days, only be the fair weather friend, only to be there when the joy is there. I am. I will. I will always speak the truth. I will speak it in a way that can be heard. I will be there when the truth has to be spoken. I will be willing to be honest. I will be willing to be authentic. I will be fair dealing. I will always look out for your dignity. I will safeguard for you your personhood in God and Christ. I will stand with you when others will not. I will, I will, I will. I will proclaim to you that which you may not be able to accept for yourself, that God loves you and there's not a thing you can do about that, and you can't change that, for God loves you, period. I will say to you over and over again that God has loved you from the start. I will tell you this until you can believe it with your whole heart. I will. And finally, the last statement. Thank you. When we have listened to someone and they have shared with us their story, no other response is necessary but thank you. When we've heard them and we allow that sacred silence to happen, to say thank you. Not give advice. You know, most of the time, as I told you last week, people just want to be heard. To say thank you. Not the, but you should have. Don't you just love it when somebody tells you that? You just want to be heard and someone said, but you should have done this. You know what I'm talking about. You're sitting here smirking at me. You've done it. Go ahead, admit it. You're in church, for Pete's sake, right? Just say thank you. Thank you for sharing your life with me. For what a great honor and privilege that has been. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for impacting my life and helping my perspective to have changed and to have broadened. That is love. Thank you for allowing me to be Christ to you. And thank you for being Christ to me. Thank you. You know, I don't think we say thank you enough in our world today. I don't. For gratitude should be our first attitude. We should say thank you, first of all, to God every single moment of every single day. The very first thing we should do in the morning is to say thank you, God, for opening my eyes. And thank you, God, that no matter how stubborn, how willful, I'm talking to myself right now, okay? How stubborn, how willful, how out of control I can be, God, you never forsake me. You never give up on me. And thank you, God, that you call me to do the same. To those who are like me, and especially to those who are different than me. Thank you for calling me to stand in the gap so that others can experience you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. The result we hear about in verse 16. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly as each part does its own special work, so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. When we exercise the languages of love, the statements of I am, I will, and thank you, then the entire body of Christ grows and is full of love. And I don't know about you, but I think what the world needs now is a healthy body of Christ that is full of love. Amen? What the world needs now is love. And the world needs us, as followers of Jesus Christ, to express that love in how we live our lives, not only among ourselves, but how we live it beyond our walls. So my question for you and my challenge for you this week is, how will you say, I love you? And I don't mean that with your mouths. I mean that with how will you say, I love you with your lives this week? Will you live into those three statements, I am, I will, and thank you this week? Will your lives be so very different that people say, there's someone who must be a follower of the Jesus Christ. Will your life be so very different that people are drawn to you so that you may introduce them to Jesus Christ this week? For that is our calling. That is our mission. That is what we're supposed to be about. How will you say, I love you this week? Not just to us here, not just to your family and friends, but to those who are drastically different than you are. And in so doing, we will say to the least of these, you've done it unto me. Thanks be to God. And amen. Our final hymn today is More Love to Thee, O Christ, number 453 in our hymnal. Our altar is open if you wish to come and begin your week of saying, I love you, by getting on your knees. Our altar is open for prayer. If you'd like to begin your journey of planting your roots here among this family of faith, our altar is open. If you'd like to respond for the very first time to the calling of grace, our altar is open. Whatever you need, our altar is open. As we stand and sing number 453, More Love to Thee, O Christ, please come as the Spirit leads you. Please stand as we sing.